Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
This week, as we have done for the past several years at this time, we are giving a break from our study to answer listeners' questions. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom gets started today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, it's that time of year. We do this annually, where we do our question and answer period. We take the questions that we've received over this past year, and we read those to you, and I give you the answer that I sent to those people. Now, understand that when we read a question, we do not identify the person who mailed the question. But we read the question, and then I read you the answer that I mailed to them or emailed, however that was handled. Now, before we go into that, though, let me also say this. Number one, we want you to send us your questions, and sometimes they get answered right away. Sometimes it takes a little while, but we will get around to answering your questions. And so we ask to hear from you. And we also like to hear from you folks just to let us know that you're listening. You can email us through our website, or you can write us at our physical address. Now, our physical address is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, O-C-A-L-A, Florida. And our zip is 34471. So you can write us at that address, or you can email me at P. Bloom, that's preacher, P as in preacher, P. Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, at CENTRABAPTISTOCALA.org. O-R-G, okay? And so if you'll just email me at that, I'll get your questions, and I'd be happy to answer those. Our announcer at the end of each day's broadcast gives you our physical address as well as our website. And if you didn't write down my email, that's fine, because you can email me right through the website, and that might even be the faster way for you to do it. And so let me encourage you to do that. Now, second thing also, we have the Source of Light home Bible studies that we send out free. We have adult courses. They are the New Life in Christ and the Mailbox Club. There are four lessons in it on practical Christian living. We have a special course for teenagers and young adults titled Love, Dating, and Marriage. We have advanced courses, Basic Bible Truths, and Fishers of Men. And then we have series that are sent according to age for those from 4 years old through 12 years old. It includes See and Do, Storytime, Explorers, the Mailbox Club A and B. And so the Bible study courses are right there with the Word of God, and we would like to send those to you free, but we need you to write us and ask you to give us your age. Now, if you're an adult, you just have to put adult. If you're a teen, you can just put teen. But below that, they need to write their age so we can get the right course. And then just say, we'd like the home Bible study, and let us know what age group, and mail us at that address, and we'll get those things to you. They're free, and you just get them. You read the material, and then you get to keep the material. Just send us back the question-answer sheet with your answers on them. And after they grade them, they'll mail you the next lesson. And so it's a great thing to have. I encourage you to do it, and we'd be happy to partner with you on this. Okay, again, These are freebies, and we want you to have it. All right, now we're getting into our question-answer period. And again, we welcome your questions, and we try to answer them straightforward. And so I hope that you will follow along as we go over these question and answers. Brother Jerry Banks, our announcer, will read these questions to you, and then I will try to answer those accordingly.
Dear Dr. Bloom, what does it mean to work out your own salvation in Philippians 2:12? Does this involve working to be saved or staying saved? I've heard good people who are not Baptists with whom I work quote this verse to me. They seem to be good people who love God.
Well, the first question here, the listener is concerned about this passage in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. And they're concerned about, is this a work salvation or something they do to stay saved? And to be honest with you, I've had people who are not Baptists quote this verse to me. And there are people that I knew that I believe loved God. But that doesn't change the fact that this is how they felt on this particular subject. So, in answer to his question, let me say this. It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do, of his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13 says. Now, what is so special about that verse? Revolves around the verses that precede it. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5-8 says this, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wow, the mind of Christ. He is the omniscient one, that is, the all-knowing one, as well as the omnipotent, that is, the all-powerful one. Yet he emptied himself of the heavenly glory to come to this earth in order to bear our sin and pay our sin's penalty. So, friends, his obedience is a picture of commitment for every believer. He was obedient unto death. Now, to the world, that sounds like defeat. But the next three verses shows us the mind of Jesus in his humanity, in that we are to have eternity set in our heart, in the inner depths of our spirit. For in verses 9 through 11 of the same passage, it says, wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, I want you to be one of those in heaven who is bending the knee and confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the eternal victory. So, with those thoughts in mind, and remembering verse 13 that we've already looked at now, we go back to verse 12. He says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, as ye have obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, that might make us ask, what in the world is he talking about? What in the world does he mean by all of that? Okay. Does that sound like a work salvation to you, Brother Bloom? And somebody could think that. I can understand how they could think that. But after the example of the obedient commitment and the view of the heavenly throne, we're to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Now, in my years, I have come across people who say They are working to be acceptable. But they were talking of meriting their salvation. Well, my friend, that's a slap in God's face. And it's not born of love for the one who saves from sin. Verse 13 then makes it clear about God worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. When we receive Christ as Savior, his Holy Spirit came in to dwell, that is to make himself at home in us and to stay there forever. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 and 16 are clear on this. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're not saved. He says clearly, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. So the moment you get saved, his Spirit comes to indwell you. And as a matter of fact, he stays there. And we read in verse 16 of Romans 8, same chapter, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And so when we appear before the Lord, we'll have the witness of the Holy Spirit. So now we allow the Holy Spirit of God to work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's not what I want to do for the Lord. Rather, it's what he wants me to do. Jesus showed us the truth of that when in the garden he said in Matthew 26, verse 39 and 42, and he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Then in verse 42, same chapter, Matthew 26, he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Now, there he is in Gethsemane. He's pouring out his heart. His sweat will be as drops of blood. It'll be so thick. And he's basically saying this, Lord, only, Father, only, if it is possible to completely fulfill your will, then let this cup pass from me. But if not, then thy will be done. If your will is not done without this cup, then don't let it pass. See, faith sees beyond the moment into the vista of eternity and knows by faith the truth of Romans 8:18, where it says, For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.